And hello again, everybody. And we are broadcasting live from the Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament, Hamilton Mill Golf Club, Business Radio X. Mike and Amanda with you. It's brought to you by Rico. They're the ones putting on the golf tournament. This broadcast, though, is brought to you by the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Our thanks to them for making these live broadcasts available. And Amanda, you have our next guest.
Absolutely. I would like to welcome a dear friend of the studio and a dear friend of mine also, Miss Lisa Leong. How are you today, Lisa?
Great. How are you all?
Good. I saw Lisa holding it down on the 10th hole. She was the quote-unquote judge of the $1 million and the $100,000 shot, correct?
Well, actually, that's going to happen just in a few minutes after the tournament is over. But I was the judge for the Pebble Beach trip that they could have won.
Ooh.
So we were waiting to see who was going to sink that hole. I had some people just trying to bribe me on the side, maybe. Taking pictures, maybe.
Can we bribe you now?
But it all goes into a good cause. If it goes to donation, maybe we can talk about it.
Nobody sunk it, though?
Nobody sunk it. Well, so far, there's still a few golfers out there, so we'll see.
Okay. I did forget to introduce Lisa. She is the new director of sales for the Gas South District Convention Center. And Gas South is formerly the Infinite Energy Center, located in the heart of Gwinnett. And Lisa is a host of talent, and she is a great addition to the team. As I said, she's a great friend in the marketplace. So today she is supporting Rico, as she is a fan and supporter of them, and again, also the ACS. Tell us a little bit about how it was going today, Lisa.
Yes, I think it was for a great cause, and everybody was having a great time. It's very dear to my heart. My mother had cancer, so I'm just glad to be here, part of the volunteer group, to help the tournament go well.
I think as a lot of people that are involved with cancer research will tell you, we're all touched by cancer in one way or the other. If it's a mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandfather, I mean, it's all out there. And we just had the executive director for the American Cancer Society on, and we talked about how we're not going to be happy till her job is no longer around, where she's not needed anymore, because there won't need to be an American Cancer Society. We wipe this thing out. So that's why we do these things today. And it's been a lot of fun with a lot of the golfers. Did you get a chance to talk to a lot of the folks participating today?
Yes, I did. And, you know, a lot of people do have somewhat of a chance to connect with cancer. And unfortunately, you know, you just learn from those scenarios because it touches people that are very important to you. So, yeah, it's been a great tournament, and I hope everybody's having a great time.
And the rain has held off. I do see some sprinkles right now, but for the most part, the golfers have not gotten wet. For those of you listening, you don't have a visual out here, but it is called Putting on the Pink, and everybody is decked out in pink. Everyone's wearing pink shirts. We have all the pink bracelets and koozies, and it is just a wonderful sight.
Now, Amanda introduced you as the director of sales for the Gas South District Convention Center. For those that are not familiar with the facility and all the cool stuff that's going on over there, tell us a little bit about what the Gas South District is, because it was just recently renamed, as she mentioned, Infinite Energy Center is now the Gas South District. So you've been there now about a month or so?
Yes, about four weeks. I made it the first month.
Yeah, so as you've been...
But she does have a long tenure as a director of sales in the marketplace.
Tell us about all the neat stuff going on over there.
Sure, of course. So number one was, of course, the change of the names. So everybody's asking about what that means. So we have a great supporting corporation called Gas South. And what we have at our campus is an arena where you would see all the concerts. You've seen it on the billboard on I-85. We also have a convention center. That's what I'm responsible for selling, and also the theater aspect of it. So whether it's ballet or orchestra concerts, we have a theater that can host those events as well.
And the convention center is going through some improvements right now.
Yes, we are. We're actually adding an additional exhibit hall, as well as some additional meeting spaces. And that new section is due to open beginning of November. So we're really excited about that. And once we open that section of the convention center, then the current existing ballrooms will go under a renovation as well. And all of that project is due to complete in the beginning of 2023.
So when you're done, correct me if I'm wrong, as far as convention space and meeting space, you're going to be, obviously, the Georgia World Congress Center is by far number one in the state, but aren't you going to be number two or right there somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to be really close. We'll have about 100 to 130,000 square feet of space, various meetings and flexible spaces. So we're really excited to look for new business coming into the Gwinnett area. So we'll have a lot of work to do.
Now, I don't know if you know this. I used to actually work over there, the same place where you work, back before it was even the Infinite Energy Center, which is the Gwinnett Center.
Oh, I didn't know that.
One of the nice perks was getting to go, you know, if I wanted to go to any of the shows, I could always, you know, you have a key, you could go and, you know, of course you're there to work. You want to check on your clients or you've got advertising, you got concourse billboards and things like that. Have you been able to go see some of the shows and enjoy some of the perks of the job?
You know, I'm still a little new, so I'm just trying to tread lightly. But yes, I'm just eyeing on a few concerts that are coming up for sure.
Lisa, talk to me a little bit about, I know from a corporate standpoint, Rico is a great supporter and fan of you. Tell us a little bit about the type of client you'd be looking for to utilize some of that flexible space or what type of functions you're able to host.
Of course. So considering the fact that it is flexible, it's going to be pretty much all types of segments that we're going to go after.
Holiday parties.
Holiday
birthdays.
Parties.
What?
Yeah, we could do birthdays. Larger events, of course. Within the Gwinnett area, we would have the largest meeting space available. So our goal is going to be multi-day conventions. We also want to make sure we're supporting the local community by bringing in guest room nights. And a group that would have an economic impact, whether if it's the local restaurants or the hotels and such. So larger groups that we haven't been able to go after with the expansion would be our target.
That's very considerate how you mentioned the economic impact, because not many people understand the entire scope of what you do. So not only are you bringing in the attraction, but it's also impacting the community all around it.
Exactly. And as a local Gwinnettian, we want to make sure that our businesses are thriving in the county. So that is going to be a very large goal of ours as we continue to expand our staff.
These people coming in for these events, they need to eat. They need places to stay and lodge. So there you go.
Exactly.
You're helping the whole community. Isn't Japan Fest coming up in the next week or two? That's a huge event.
Yes. And they have been very, very loyal to us. And we're very thankful for our partnership. Unfortunately, this year, due to the pandemic, they have decided to postpone the event until next year. So we are actually not having the event.
That's news. I did not realize that.
Yes. And we've had a few actually calls related to COVID. So it's just kind of a scenario where we're just playing by ear, see how all the clients are feeling about the whole situation. So next year, for sure, for Japan Pass.
Great. Well, we know that Mike is dialed into everything that's going on in Japan as he just returned to us, our own Tokyo Drifter. He spent 6 weeks there broadcasting the 2021 Tokyo Olympics and then the Paralympics. I just have to give him a little shout out because he will not claim the fame. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you or find out more about the Gas South District Convention Center.
Sure, of course. Just look us up online. And there's actually a quite exciting link within our website called the Experience the Energy. That is where you are able to look up all of our updates and the renovation details that are being put out. So please keep that in mind. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
There's a new energy.
That's right.
That's like, oh, that's really cool. Who thought of that? They should get paid for that.
Well, kudos great to our marketing team.
And a lot of good people over there. I've worked with several of them. And Stan Hall overseeing everything. And Robin Ali is well deserving of her promotion. And you got a great group of folks over there. So congratulations on what's going on with you. And keep up the great work.
And they're lucky to have you as well.
Thank you so
much.
They
are lucky to have you. Absolutely.
You. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you to our listeners. Again, thank you to Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel for making these live broadcasts possible here on Business Radio X. We've got many more interviews to come right after this.